been sold. Let's start the presentation of the results for Fleetware for the first semester of 2013. My name is Cristina Del Castillo, and I am the Director of Investor Relations and the Shareholders in Fleetware. This presentation will be made by Mr. Louis Planet, CEO, and Mr. Xavier Tintoret, CFO. The documentation that will be used as a support is available in our webpage, www.fleetware.com, under results, and it has also been sent yesterday to the stock exchange authorities, and you can find it in the webpage of the stock exchange authorities. The recording of this multi-conference will be available as of tomorrow in the company's webpage under Shareholders and Investors. Let's start the presentation. I give the floor to Mr. Louis Planet.
Well, thank you, Cristina. Good morning and welcome to the presentation of Fleetware's results for the first semester of 2013. The results, which you can see on page three of the presentation, have been affected by two specific effects. On the one hand, the unusually bad weather throughout Europe and North America, with a cold and wet weather that has implied an average reduction of the normal spring temperature by 5 to 6 degrees centigrade in a large part of the Northern Hemisphere, and this has delayed the start of the campaign up to the month of July. This cold and wet weather, which has not been compensated by international growth, has brought us to a reduction of consolidated sales of 6.7%. Just to give you a reference of the potential impact of the weather, I'm going to just mention two figures. The consolidated sales in June on a standalone basis dropped in Fleetware by 12.1%, and in July, they grew by 4.1%. On the other hand, the results have also been affected by the worsening of the margin of the project activity linked to the end of two specific contracts in the south of Europe. Let's now talk about the results. The EBITDA level is at €44.4 million as a result of the reduction of the sales during the first half year and due to the lower margin of the project activity. In terms of the net result, we reached €10.5 million as a result of the above-mentioned reduction in EBITDA and due to a greater financial weight. All of the balance sheet figures, the net working capital, the free cash flow, and the net financial debt, reflect both the lower generation in the P&L account during this period, as well as the investments in Fleetware Yuli and Veko. Let's now go to page number four in the presentation. I'd like to highlight the constant investment to develop both the international market and also the investment in new innovative products. Fleetware has been very proactive in this field, international front, investing in new markets, looking for growth, and that's a case of investment in Veko. Brazil is a tourist country with that centering on the culture of water, and to us it's very important to have a market share in this market, which has very attractive growth rates in the swimming pool and wellness activities, and it is a highly fragmented market. On the other hand, our R&D and C+I division has developed what we believe will be a revolution in the daily management of a swimming pool. As for pool, MAG will define a before and an after in conventional swimming pools. Through a very simple touchscreen, the user may manage totally, in a total and efficient way, the parameters for the physical and chemical treatment of the swimming pool water, and this implies savings of 90% in conventional chemicals and 50% in water and electricity. Next, I'm going to give the floor to Mr. Xavier Tintoret, who will explain in greater detail the results of the first half year for this year.
Thank you, Louis. Next, I'm going to give you a detailed explanation of the results we have obtained during the first half year of 2013. On page number five, we will start by analyzing the evolution of the main lines of the group's P&L account. The sales figure fell by 6.7% as a result, as Louis has already explained, of the combination of a generalized contraction in Europe due to a cold and wet weather with significant values of the continent, and which have not been compensated by the growth in the international business.
In constant currency, this drop is reduced to 6.2%, affected mainly by the evolution of the Australian dollar. In the next slides, we shall analyze the composition of the sales figure by geographic areas and by business units. The cruise margin fell by 80 basis points, explained by the low marginality of the two turnkey projects in the south of Europe. The margin, excluding these projects, is well aligned with the previous year's margin. The operational expenses before provisions and depreciation reach 123.9 million, basically equal to the previous year's. During this first half year, we have kept on disinvesting in the south of Europe through the different lean initiatives, and we have reduced our expense base in these divisions by 6 million euros, and we have invested these resources in Asia, Pacific and the Americas to incentivize growth. Provisions for bad debt have reached 3.3 million euro, exactly the same amount that we had last year, a figure that accounts for 1% of sales. The reduction in sales and the reduction in the margin explain the full impact on the EBITDA that goes from 59.3 to 44.4 million euro. These very factors explain the greater impact on profits, which additionally are affected by a greater financial cost linked to the debt level and higher rates, and also the depreciation linked to the acquisitions of Veko and Yuli. On page number 6, you can see the sales evolution by geographic areas. As we have already pointed out, the bad weather has affected significantly sales during the first half year in Spain, the rest of the south of Europe, and the center and north of Europe. As you can see on the table, the first three lines drop by a double digit, highlighting the evolution in France and Italy, which lead the drops in the rest of the south of Europe as a result of a very cold and wet semester. The evolution in July in Europe has been very positive indeed, as Aloy has mentioned, which will improve the figures for the year's end, but without actually compensating for the losses, given that a significant part of the campaign has already happened. On the other hand, the international evolution is clearly a positive one. In Asia and Australia, we still have growth rates of 16%, which once they've been adjusted for the currency, are equal to 18%, a third of which is organic growth and two-thirds of it is the result of the inclusion of Fluidra Yuli. The rest of the world can be divided up into two parts. North America, which has also suffered negatively due to the bad weather and falls by 7%, and the rest, which adjusted for currency and a special delivery of fluid handling carried out during the second quarter of 2012, grows above 20%. This good behavior is explained by the activity in Central and South America led by Brazil. On page number 7, we show the evolution of the different business units in our group. In general, all of the units are affected by the bad weather. In swimming pools, the residential part drops by 6.9%, with a significant reduction in above-ground pools sold through large retail stores, which is not compensated by the sale of products with value added. Water treatment drops by 8%, and 2 percentage points of this reduction are due to the lower supply of industrial water treatment equipment, and the other 6 base points are due to the reduction in the residential area. Irrigation fell by 6%, and half of this reduction is due to the evolution of the green or residential spaces market, and the other half is due to the reduction in agricultural irrigation. Fluid handling is kept at the same level thanks to the contribution made by Fluid Rayuli, which compensates for the reduction that occurred in Europe and the special delivery carried out in Egypt during the second quarter of 2012. And finally, projects presented an evolution with a reduction of 13% because they have actually pulled the brakes in the turnkey project activity, as we shall explain later. On page number 8, we show the evolution of the group's working capital. The net working capital reached 261 million euro at the quarter's end, with a growth of 1.8% that's well aligned in its three components. The working capital includes more than 5 million linked to the acquisitions of Fluid Rayuli and Veko. I'd like to highlight the fact that the accounts receivable balance in 2012 is 9.3 million euros below the one we reported last year. This has been the result of the accounting irregularities in WayFit, the group's company that carries out turnkey projects. These accounting irregularities affect 2011 and previous years, and they are mainly related to the recognition of the degree of advance in the projects, how advanced the projects are. The effects of these irregularities are not significant on the consolidated figures of Fluidra, and they have been reflected in the financial statements presented to the stock exchange authorities. As you will see later, the main values of these adjustments affect the net equity, with a reduction of 7.2 million euros out of a total of 333.3 million. And the already mentioned reduction of the customer's balance of 9.3 million over the more than 240 million that are reflected on this slide, and other minor adjustments due to deferred taxes, suppliers, and stocks. Additionally, the end of two turnkey projects in the south of Europe are implying higher costs than had been foreseen, and for this reason, the group has reassessed the projects in progress, and it has pulled the brakes on the new turnkey projects, thus having a lower level of activity in this unit. And for this reason, we foresee a negative impact over the group's EBITDA in this year of 7.5 million euro. Given this situation, the group is valuing all of the strategic alternatives for this business. On page number 9, we show the evolution of the net financial debt and the free cash flow. The first semester of the year is an investment half year. Before acquisitions, the company has used almost 43 million euro, the result of the lower generation stemming from the P&L account. In acquisitions, during this first quarter, we have invested almost 10 million euro, which represent the payment of the acquisition of Vaco in Brazil and the contingent payment of Fluidra Yuli. On the other hand, last year, we practically made no payments during the first half of the year, but we did make payments during the second half of the year. For all of these reasons, the net financial debt is at 238.8 million euro. On page 10, we show a breakdown of the most important facts during the first half year. But I'd like to highlight the approval of the proposal to keep dividends at 8 million euros, well aligned with the payment of dividends we have made during the last two financial years. And now I'm going to give back the floor to Mr. Eloy Planes, our CEO, to conclude this presentation of results. Thank you, Xavier. Before ending and before starting with the Q&A, I'd like to highlight some ideas as a summary. The first half year of 2013 has been affected by two specific points, two specific facts. On the one hand, we have bad weather, and on the other hand, we have a worsening of the margin of the project's activity. The evolution of our traditional business has been negatively impacted by this bad weather, bad and exceptional weather for this time of the year. In July and August, the temperatures have come back to their normal levels, and this has been reflected in our sales, as I've already mentioned during the presentation. Forecast for the traditional business of Fluidra, given the figures that we have already mentioned, is a recovery for the second half of the year. Beyond the weather impact, private consumption in Europe has experienced a significant contraction, and it is for this reason that in an area in which our profitabilities are not the ones we expect, we have started up for the next few months a restructuring plan. The impact over the full financial year, the impact of this restructuring for the full financial year, which will be net of the international investments we will make, will imply a savings of 15 million euro. On the other hand, in our traditional business, we will keep on betting on international markets, where our growth capacity is quite high, based on the development of the investments we have already carried out during the last year, both in Latin America and in Asia. Given the evolution of the projects division, we have decided to actually slow down its level of of activity, we are carrying out a much more restrictive and rigorous analysis when it comes to signing new contracts, whilst we analyze the future strategy for that division. The lower project activity for the second part of the year, together with the end of the two contracts, makes us think about a negative evolution for this business unit for all of 2013, as Xavier has already mentioned. Based on this situation, and based on everything that we have mentioned during this presentation, we have reviewed our estimations, our calculations for the whole year, and we believe that sales will experience a contraction between 4% and 5%. EBITDA will be between €54 and €56 million, which, without the impact of projects, which is very specific, this EBITDA would be between €61 and €63 million. The net financial debt over EBITDA ratio will also be positioned specifically at about 3x the EBITDA, and we will actually place it during the next campaign below the 2.5x our company's normal policy. Fluidra has shown in previous years to be a very solid group with a consistent future project. And beyond this untypical and exceptional campaign, we are convinced that we will keep on sharing this. So far, our presentation. We thank you for your participation, and we will be delighted to answer any questions you may have. Thank you very much indeed. So we will now start with the Q&A session. Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session starts now. If you wanted to ring, just dial 01 on your phone's dial. Thank you. The first question is by Mr. Francisco Ruiz from Exane BNP Paribas. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning. I have quite a few questions with regards to the projects division. Could you give us an explanation about why these accounting irregularities have come up, and has the company taken any legal actions against the authors of these irregularities? And on the other hand, it's not clear to me what Xavier has mentioned. By excluding projects, the margin would have been equal as in the previous half year. We're talking about an impact of €11 million on the EBITDA, which is what we expect for this quarter. My third question is about the plan to reduce costs you have launched. Could you give us greater details, not only about what this plan will be all about, but also what will be the cost for this cost reduction plan, and what will be its implementation timing? And finally, you have talked about the specific nature of the project division. Does that mean that next year we would have €7 million additional euros for EBITDA because of the project division, in addition to the €15 million in terms of costs? Could you guide us a little bit about this? Thank you.
Well, thank you, Paco, for your questions. Let me start with the last question. Yes, indeed. As you have said, it is of a specific nature, and it has an impact this financial year, and for next year, it is an impact that will not be repeated. Now, with regards to the restructuring plans, we're basically talking about having efficiency in our European operations, and that includes, amongst other plans, mergers and reorderings of some of our sales networks, a concentration of administration activities in and shared services. And the goal is to save €50 million on our expense base in 20, with using the expense base in 2012, net of what we will invest for growth in Asia and the Americas, basically. We believe this will have a cost of between €12 and €13 million, shared between this year, because the program will be started up already this financial year, during the second half of 2013, and the beginning of next year. So approximately two-thirds of the costs will be in this financial year, and a third next year. The goal of the plan is to position ourselves once again in a profitability rate of about 12-13%. With regards to the margin, I do not really understand your question, but what I've talked about is, I was talking about a gross margin. I was not referring to the EBITDA margin. I was referring to the gross margin, which, if you exclude the projects activity, the company's gross margin would have been well aligned with the gross margin the company had last year. Okay? With regards to your first question, it's about the accounting irregularities. Well, basically, those irregularities, in principle, they were linked to the fact that they did not recognize the projects over their accounted for value. And we used the method of the inclusion based on the expected. We are recognizing a degree of advancement that's higher than the one is real. And we have proceeded to changing the management of the company. And we are transferring the administration and accounting activity to the service center we have here in Barcelona. In principle, you also asked us if we will start legal actions. We're starting that, but it's an internal issue in the company. It's an in-house issue. So I'd like to highlight, however, that, well, at the end of the day, this is a relatively small problem in a new unit and that carried out an activity that was different from our company's general activity, and it has had an impact that's not really significant over our group's financial statements. And everything has been already recognized. Thank you very much indeed. Next question, please. The next question is by Mr. Alberto Sanchez from Fidentiis. Go ahead, sir. Good morning, everybody. I have two questions. The first one is about the CAPEX, both the organic and the acquisitions CAPEX. In organic terms, we have 11.5 during the first half year. Could you give us a guidance as to how this item may evolve during the second half of the year? And with regards to acquisitions, you have given us 10, given that there was a payment of Yuli. That means that for Brazil, you have paid 4 million euros. That would be my first question. The second question is about the net EBITDA, the net financial level of EBITDA of 3x. Is that what you expect, between 54 and 56 million euro? And if this were so, how do you expect to reduce your net debt from 239 million euros currently up to 165, which that goal would imply? Thank you. Yes, hello, good morning, Alberto. Thank you for asking me these questions. With regards to the CAPEX, the organic CAPEX in principle, of course, we will be more restrictive during the second half of the year. And what we want is to come to a year-end with values that are slightly below the ones we had last year. Now, with regards to the CAPEX, the non-organic CAPEX, as I've mentioned, we have had cash exits during the first half of the year. In 2012, that happened during the second half of the year. During the second half of the year, we're not forcing any payments, any CAPEX payments due to acquisitions. And it is composed during the first half year of two payments to Yuli and one payment to Vaco. The first payment in Yuli was made at the beginning of this financial year, during the first quarter. And during the second quarter, we have had one of the contingent payments we had to make according to the contract. Now, your second question is whether the debt goal, I mean, to position at around 3x, whether it's based, I mean, of course it's based on the EBITDA that the group will report. And the debt reduction during the second half of the year will be related to the better P&L account activity and the management of our working capital. But the goal is to actually close it over the EBITDA reported by the group. Well, thank you very much indeed. Next question, please. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to remind you that if you want to ask a question, you have to actually dial 01 on your phone's dial. Thank you. The next question will be made by Mr. Miguel Medina from JP Capital. Go ahead, sir. Good morning. I have just one question. The campaign has not been good.
forecast you have given us for 2013, have you thought about the possibility the second half of the year of greater provisions for the collection of payments? Because, well, given, you know, there may be actually problems with the stocks, the inventory, and the suppliers.
Well, good morning, Miguel. Thank you for your question. Well, this has been taken into account in the forecasts we have given. The potential bad debt and the low turnover of stocks or the obsolescence of stocks, it has all been included in the figures we have given you. I have not understood well. In the case of the project division, we have two components. The first one is an irregular accounting in 2011. The specific projects we have, well, for the reason, for whatever reason, the two projects have not had the profitability that was expected. This is so, right? Yes, these are two fully independent issues. And clearly, one thing brings us to another one, and it brings us to the strategic thinking about the projects activity that we mentioned during our presentation. 15 million, that does not include the possibility of termination of the projects division in the south of Europe. These 15 million would be additional to that decision-making process, right? Indeed. Those 15 million are, 15 million are related to the, actually, to reordering the traditional activity of the group in Europe, production sites, headquarters of the company, etc. No, that's what the restructuring 15 million euros program is devoted to. And in the activities, the project activity, there will be an additional savings. This will be dependent on the strategic decision made by the group, depending on the analysis we're carrying out right now, which we'll communicate as soon as we make a decision all throughout the next few months. Thank you very much indeed. Next question, please. The next question comes from Mr. Bruno Bessa from BPI. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. I have a question about the project division. I'd like to know if you could give us a greater vision about the strategic possibilities for this division. Which are the scenarios that you are projecting? To know whether you could give a greater visibility, give us a greater visibility with regards to this strategic review. Thank you.
Bruno, my name is Eloy. Well, I'm Eloy. We believe that this is a really interesting channel. We see that it's a channel that for the company is a very interesting one indeed. And as I've told you, we are in a period in which we're thinking to value its future strategy, and we're valuing and assessing all potential possibilities. What we've done so far is to pull the brakes during this period, the activity in this business unit. Could you tell us, may we draw as a conclusion that a part of this unit could actually be suppressed? Well, within all of the possibilities, that could be a possibility. Now, if that happened, what we're thinking is how will we act in this channel in a different way? We could close the projects unit, but that would not mean that Fluidra would not be involved in the projects, turnkey projects channel in another way. And the costs associated, well, Bruno, my name, well, I'm Xavier. If we carry that out, the estimated cost of the liquidation of this activity would be between 2 million and 3 million euro.
Well, thank you. Are there any further questions, please?
There are no further questions. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much indeed. So the presentation is officially closed. Thank you.